of people can relate to my story. I've known a lot of people that have gone through the same thing or are going through it now. So I was sitting with Karen the other day at coffee like we always do, and she was asking me, she was like, how many hours have you spent doing gymnastics? And I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know. And so she was like, let's calculate how long you've lived and how many of those hours you've spent doing gymnastics. And so I've lived for 184,000 hours, and I've spent 28,000 of them doing gymnastics. So obviously it was like my life, as all of you, your sport is your life. But so I committed to Cal early in my sophomore year of high school. And by my junior year, I was told by my doctor that I would either have to be done with gymnastics forever or I would be paralyzed from the belly button down if I continued. And that was totally out of the blue. Like, it just started hurting. I didn't have any problems before. It came in like a week. And that was in the middle of season. And so I got a second opinion from another doctor, and he was willing to do surgery. And he promised like a return to normal life and walking, and that I wouldn't be paralyzed, but he couldn't promise like a return back to sports. And so I went through with the surgery, and I was lucky enough because I called my coaches here, and I was like kind of ready for them to say like, sorry, we can't give you a scholarship, because I feel like that's what any coach would do. But I was lucky that they continued to give me my scholarship, and they were like, we know you can get through this, like, we trust you. And so that was a lot of pressure. I was really happy, but I was, at the same time, I was like, shoot, like, I really have to recover and, like, get back to the same gymnastics that I was at before. And so after surgery, it took a year to recover. I was in a back brace for 4 months. And I just, like, always had this in my mind that, like, I kept having to prove people right. I was, like, almost, like, a little embarrassed that this happened. I'd never really, like, had a serious injury before, and so it was just, like, bad timing. And so I came to Cal, and I was extremely behind. My teammates can attest to that. I came the summer before my freshman year, and I was just, like, in excruciating pain every day, and I was just overall miserable. I went through my whole freshman year and into half of my sophomore year, and there was one day at practice, and probably some of you know that my sister was on the team with me. One day at practice, I was on bars, some of you know, and I did a dismount, and I landed straight on my head. And that's, like, not crazy in gymnastics, like, for that to happen, but considering, like, the circumstances with my back already, it was really scary. And my coach came over to me, and instead of asking if I was okay, he said, if you can't get it together today, just go home. And so I did 4 more turns after that, and I finished practice. And then my sister spent a night thinking about it. Apparently, I just found out today that she had talked to Karen about it, and they prayed about it. But she came up to me, and she was crying one day, and I was like, are you okay? And she was like, I don't want to tell you this, but you need to be done. And she said that fall scared me so much, I didn't think you were going to get up from it. And so I decided to be done, and I told my coaches. I was lucky enough that they were able to, like, put me on medical and keep me on the team and my scholarship. And so I had all this free time now, and kind of after a long period of, like, what do I do, and depression, I started to come to AIA, thanks to Missy, who texted me, and I started to get involved in Bible study. And I found this, like, new community, and they didn't care if I was a gymnast, and they didn't care that I had, like, failed my team and failed my coaches by not contributing anything to the team after they had trusted me so much. They didn't care, like, that I was good at gymnastics or not, or that I had back surgery. And so I started to, like, really, they started to pour into me, and I stopped questioning God, and I started trusting that His plan for my life is not gymnastics, and it's something else. And Jordan, Chloe, Karen, Skylar, like, all of you guys, all of CORE, all of Mexico, like, you guys have seriously changed my life, and I was so lost before this. And I just feel like God has turned my failure into a story that I can share with so many people. I know that a lot of you have the same experience, or you are questioning, like, should I continue with the sport or not? And I know what that's like, and it's not fun, especially, like, the questioning part when you're kind of in between. I'm definitely still working on it. If you were here last week, you heard Ruthie talk about shame. This is definitely part of my shame. I'm, like, sometimes embarrassed to talk about it because, it's embarrassing to say, like, I couldn't do it, and all these people were trusting me to be able to, and I couldn't. But I'm finally at a point where I can talk about it. It's a process, and I'm making progress in it, and God is getting me through it with all of you guys. So that's all I have to say. But thank you.